लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, we go back to the fans and I have her, the queen herself. I'm very honored to have royal visit in my podcast. Just kidding. No, she's formerly known as the Vertical Drama Queen. And also, she is an admin of the Cayman fandom and also for Den Yongma fandom. So she's very busy being a fan, I think. So I want to talk to her about all the things she does in this vertical world and said hello to Australia, to Lisa. Hello, welcome in my podcast.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's late in the evening. It's kind of always kind of tricky to get the right meeting time. But here we are, here we go. How was your day so far?
Actually, it's been spent watching verticals and preparing content for Team Cayman. So it's been busy.
What kind of verticals did you watch? How many?
What did I watch? I'm partway through The Summer I Turned Bad, which is excellent. Kayla Brady and Felix, and it's on Drama Pops. Mm-hmm. I also watched...
It's with Felix at the Lifeguard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like a coming of age one. Yep. But I also watched Coming of Age, the new title that's on Candy Jar, which is excellent. Excellent. It's Luca Pietro.
Yeah. I have a yearly membership of Candy Jar, and yeah. I saw the pronouncing that there's a new one. I haven't watched it yet, but I will, because I really like the Candy Jar. I don't know, the Candy Jar produces really good stories and in a good quality for me.
Yeah, Candy Jar are next level. They're where I want verticals to be. It's not
next level.
It's more about the story than about the traditional tropes of humiliation and slapping and
Absolutely. Yeah. So which kind of apps are your favorite to watch verticals?
I have yearly subscriptions to three apps. So they're the ones that I usually binge. So it'd be Drama Box, Viglu, and Candy Jar. Mm-hmm. But I do subscribe to the other ones a week at a time, but I usually bank it up so that there's like multiple titles
that you can watch, not only one. How many apps do you overall have on your handy at the moment? That's a question I ask every fan. I'm at 49. Yes, I'm at 49.
To be honest, I don't know. I just know that I have to flick a lot to get through.
Yeah, so you're also a very kind app addicted person.
Yeah, and every time a new vert comes out, it's on a different app. And
yeah, a new app sometimes. I thought, I don't have this app. What's going on now?
And then the apps that Cayman and Dan are currently filming for, I don't have them on my phone, so that'll be another two apps I need to add to the collection.
Yeah. When did you get into verticals? What was your point to say, okay, I will download this app and I will pay for it to watch?
I tell you, the viral marketing for Breaking the Ice really got me. So I think there's a
Let me guess, an advertising at Facebook?
It's TikTok, actually.
Like we all got it.
Yeah. Viral advertising on TikTok. And I had to find out who Eastern Black was. What on earth was this? What was it? I need to know. So I watched that one and I was like, this is a bit weird. And then I saw more marketing material, and it was for after I buy sperm from a billionaire. It's so ridiculous. I have to watch it. Anyway, it's honestly one of my favorite verticals. It's so good.
Because
No
of
offense.
the title, because of the cast, or because of the story?
The cast and the story. Like, the story is just ridiculous and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the way that Noah Fernley and Ashley Michelle Grant work off each other. And then you've got, is it Kelsey? She plays the protagonist, the antagonist, sorry. And she's so evil in it, like the evil woman trying to steal the man. And you've got little Logan Hannigan playing the child, and he's just adorable. And so all that
Oh, I
combined.
love him. I love him. In every role I saw him, he was such an adorable, kind children type. Oh, come on.
I'm looking forward to seeing where his career goes because he just gets better and better.
I don't know, how old is he?
He's only a
Younger?
baby. They're all babies,
Yeah,
the children.
seven, eight year, no,
I
something
think
like
so.
that. But I'm very impressed how good they connect at this age. With all the text and the emotions they can transfer into this text. Holy moly.
Like between Logan and April, who was in Don't Cry, Mummy, Daddy, Sorry, I think it's called. Oh my God, she was brilliant in that. It was tore my heart out, that vertical. Literally. So yeah, but she was great.
So what is need that you got catched? And say, okay, this vertical I want to watch when a new vertical comes out.
A new vertical. When a new vertical comes out, it might be down to the cast, like who's in it. Obviously, if it's Cayman or Dan, I'm watching it immediately. There's a few other actors that are my auto watches. It's got to be the storyline too, and how good the trailer is, because I can usually tell by the trailer if it's going to be the traditional style vert or if it's something
Yes.
that's more modern. And I'm preferring the modern ones these days at or at the moment. So I'm just a bit tired of the same storylines over and over again.
Oh, yes. The thing is, sometimes you see only the first two or three episodes and you know exactly how the story will go.
Yeah, I
Exactly.
usually give myself to the paywall to decide. Some verticals I'll watch less than an episode and say, well, this is not for me. And I move on pretty quick. It used to be that I would tough it out and watch it right through to the very end. And I thought, no, there's just too many verticals and not enough hours in the day. So now I'm a bit more critical.
So what kind of watcher are you? Do you watch when you start watching one whole strictly till the end, or are you the kind of person who watches two or three verticals at the same time, changing when you're not so satisfied with the story of the one, you turn to another and turn later back to this one? Or are you like I am? A turn it off person. If you didn't connect, or if me didn't connect the story, I switch it off. I'm not
If
that
I'm not,
kind who rushes me to watch it till the end in the hope that it's getting better.
there's been a few that have been really hyped up that I have felt compelled to watch the whole story, in one hit just to see what the hype was about. And I've kind of been a bit disappointed and I just move on. Some of them I can turn off straight away, but I'm usually the type of person that will binge the whole lot. I can't just stop after a few episodes and go and do something else. I have to sit and watch the whole thing like a movie. But usually too,
And
I'm writing notes.
when you do a kind of reviews, you do on your own Instagram profile on the Vertical Drama Dream, you're doing reviews not only specifically with Cayman and Jan, or you do all verticals you watch, right?
I do all the verticals that I want to review on there.
Are there
Not
verticals you
everything.
watched and you didn't want to review?
There's been a lot that I either watched to the end and thought, oh, I can't even write about this one. I really don't have anything positive to say. Or the complete opposite. It was that it moved me so much that I'm lost for words and I can't write about it. So there's a few that are sitting in that box at the moment, and Cayman knows this, but under the hood, like I literally felt like I wanted to vomit the whole time I was watching it because it was so good. Like the anxiety, like the inside me while I was watching it was working overtime. And I still haven't been able to get the words out properly, what I want to say about it. But I am trying to be better about it and just review it as soon as I've finished watching, because they're just banking up now.
Yeah, you
But I
know
don't
the
actually review on, I don't ever post a review on Team Cayman or on the Dan Yongma fandom, because I want the his fans to make up their own view. I don't
yeah.
want me to say this is a 5-star watch and then they watch and are disappointed. So I advertise the verticals on their fandom sites and
Yes.
then leave it up to the fans.
And the review by itself you post on your
I will post it on
Vertical
mine.
Drama Queen side. Okay, because to be honest, Under the Hood was the vertical I turned off.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it didn't catch me. I don't know exactly why, but it didn't catch me.
See, everybody's different. See, I
It
felt the
didn't
same
catch me.
way.
I tried to watch 20 or 25 episodes, but then, you know, for me, it's a sign when I start to watch how many episodes are left to watch that it's not catching me.
Yeah, see, I loved that one. I thought it had everything that I wanted in a vert,
And
but
I hadn't watched it till the end, until now. Maybe I will do, but I don't know. It was so expected as a good one. I don't know, maybe I expected too much. I
that was
don't
what I was
know.
saying before about them being too hyped.
Yeah.
And then you get to it and you're like, oh, really?
Yeah, exactly that was it. And I think also the same one is Love and Blood. At the moment, it catch me neither.
I haven't actually watched Love and Blood yet. That's one I want to make my own mind up about. So I'm leaving it until the other reviewers have
Yeah,
watched
the
and
first the review hype is
Yeah, so I'm
coming
letting
up.
that one die down a bit. It was the same when Campus Rivals was released. Like it was so
Yeah.
hyped that I couldn't watch it when it was first
Yeah, I
released.
watched it, I
I had to
think,
wait.
2 or 3 weeks later. After getting released. Yeah, that's better. When did you start doing the fandoms and why? What was the reason to do the fandoms for exactly these two people?
Okay. So I started Vertical Drama Queen in January, and I came up with this idea to do this Tuesday takeover, which was interviewing stars, just a written interview because I wasn't confident going in front of a camera myself. And the first person I ever interviewed was Cayman. And
Okay.
so we got to chatting, and he's just such a nice guy that it seems
Absolutely.
logical to run a fandom for him. And I'm really blessed that I do it collaborative with Cayman. So I have access to a lot of information and
Yeah.
photos and whatnot. So that helps me run a fandom for him.
Yes.
And then Dan, I just love Dan. I think he's wonderful and I really want to support Australian actors. And he has such an amazing head on his shoulders. Like the things that he comes out with for Acting Vertical, the company that he's now running, as well as acting himself. He's just amazing for someone who's 24. Like
Yeah.
he's old enough, like I'm old enough to be his mother. So there's never, like he posted a thirst trap the other day and I nearly passed out because I'm like, that's my son.
I spoke to Maya Green a few
Yeah.
days ago, and she's 19. She
Yeah.
could also be my daughter.
I know. And I don't know if a lot of actors, I don't think they realize how many middle-aged women are watching verticals. It's like we're finding so much joy. But then again, we are the ones with the money to pay for the
Yeah.
verticals themselves.
Yeah, that's needed. Yeah, you need a bit of
Yeah.
money.
So, but yeah, I just really wanted to support Dan. That one, that fandom, I do need to work on more. Like Cayman has so many fans. It's amazing. Like the
Yeah, but
support that
he's
he gets.
such, you know, he's such a great actor and so friendly and kind. And I love his acting because he took so much different kind of roles. He could be
Yeah.
the firefighter, he could be the mechanic, then a soldier, then he played a homeless guy, then a werewolf, then an alpha, then he's so different. Also the gay in Mafia, I don't know exactly the title, you know, so different kind of types he's acting and all so well. I never saw him acting in a not satisfying way for entertainment.
Even when
It's
he plays
really
an
great.
alpha, like he's done six werewolf dramas so far, or six that have been released, and each alpha is different and they all have their own nuances. And so it's not like you're watching a repeat of the same story. He always embodies the character fully, and I love that. And I see massive things for him in his future.
I'm totally understand why you're running this fandom, because I'm also a fan of him, to be honest. No, the thing is, you know, running these fandoms, how many time catches that a day for you to work on all these vertical sites you have?
A lot. At the moment, I'm doing the A to Z of Kamen Cardiff, and I'm up to, I've released H today, so it's a different letter each day, and each one has at least
I saw
15
it.
slides. So, coming up with the different words for each letter and then finding photos to go with it can take me a couple of hours. So, doing that each day, and then I do try to respond to people. And yeah, it's a lot. And then Vertical Drama Queen, I'm not as hard on myself in that space. I just post when I want to post, but I do have a story ticking over most of the time. At least a few hours a day, I'd say, between watching and creating content.
Did you already get any negative feedback for running these fandoms? For example, I talked to Sandy, which runs the Eric Gamet fandom, and she told me that she sometimes get weird messages where the fans said, "Why didn't you post this or that?" Or are they just asking for private information, so subscriber informations, where people hope that they get this kind of information from Sandy because she runs a fandom for him, and they are sometimes a little bit weird people.
Some fans are quite full on. I've become quite good at ignoring the really overt ones. Sometimes I do get sent photos that aren't appropriate for the internet. But to be honest, the majority of fans are so supportive and lovely, and they get excited every time you share something new, and they're thrilled for Kamen's journey, and they want to support him, and they want to watch his verticals and pop into every live that he has, and he just has this way about him that makes people happy. And so I get that feedback back to me all the time. That comes to me as well. And then on Vertical Drama Queen, I'm trying to promote people's fandoms as well. So I did have a regular series called Friday Fandom where I would promote, say, the Sandy's fandom, so the Eric Guillemette or I'm trying to think. The last one I did was Autumn. Yes. I always want to call her Autumn Noel. Don't ask me why. I just have it in my head. It's Autumn. Is it Autumn Noel? Autumn
Yes.
Hope.
No, Autumn Noel.
Autumn Noel. I always want to call her Autumn Hope. I don't
Autumn
know why.
Noel is the
No, Autumn
one with the
Moon.
black hairs.
Autumn Noel. I did her recently. So I want to support the people running the fandoms as well because I know how hard it is. And not
Absolutely.
everyone has the privilege of being in collaboration with the actor as well. So my job's easy because Kamen is so giving.
I think he's very, I don't know, he's very thankful for what he can do because of the fans, you know, because if there weren't fans who support him, he cannot do so much verticals, I think, at the moment.
Oh, look, he's just a ray of sunshine.
Yeah, I never saw him angry or kind of disappointed or anything. Every time you see him in stories, or like I did at WordFest at this meet and greet, every time he's smiling. How stressful his life is, he's always smiling. And I think, oh yeah, come on, can I have this attitude, please? I want to.
One of his favorite sayings, stressed but blessed. So that's his
Yeah, I
motto.
heard this in a, I don't know where did I, and in some of the interview I heard with him, he said I'm stressed. He's like kind of Sam Meyerson. Sam Meyerson is also a guy I never saw in a bad mood. I always see him smiling with a good mood. So yeah, that's really lovely. So when you're watching verticals, I talk to some fans and also some actors about the payment, how expensive it is in kind of regarding when you watch Netflix, for example. A yearly membership of Netflix is not so expensive like a yearly membership for watching verticals. So what kind of experiences do you have with some platforms where you watched sometimes verticals and said then, oh no, sorry for that, but that doesn't fit for me with these conditions to watch there?
Well, in Australia, the majority of apps are $30 a week. So,
wait, it's $30 Australian dollars. I have to think, is it more or less in euro?
It'd be less. It'd be half that at least.
We pay actually, for example, for a real short weekly membership, I have to pay at the moment 25 euros.
That's a lot.
Yeah, the European one get also, when I log in directly on the RealShort website in the English version, I can buy a membership for $99 a week. But if I'm logging in from handy with the Europe conditions in the background, it's always minimum 25 euros. And then other platforms, nearly it's 34 euros per week.
It's
yeah.
I'm still complaining now because I thought the Aussie one was really quite expensive. Like $30 a week is a lot. Like Viglu, I shouldn't say the names. A lot of the
That's
apps.
No problem. No, you can say the names, Viglu and so on. We are talking open, honestly.
Yeah. So a 12-month subscription is about $300. So it made sense for me. Like that's 10 weeks worth of viewing rather than. And I get 52. So that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. And Viglu puts out more shows now. At the beginning, I had the feeling when Viglu started, there was only one or two show per month they released. Yeah. And now it's kind of more you get for your money. Yeah.
Yeah, and the stories there are so good. And the production value is incredible. Like they work really, really hard at Viglu to produce amazing verticals.
Yeah, it's all fine. The sound, the pictures, all of the behind things are also fine, I think.
Yeah, and they take lots of behind-the-scenes photos, which is great for fandoms. Mm-hmm. They promote their work really well.
Yeah,
I just really enjoy Viglu. I think they're releasing maybe two a week at the moment, maybe three. Drama Box is a bit of a staple for me because it's a mix of the traditional vertical tropes and newer stories. So I do like that. And then, Candy Jar is just the best.
Why haven't you got a yearly membership for Real Short, for example? Because Real Short has a lot of output lately. I think every day I take a look in this app, there are four or five new shows. And I thought, what happens? So much.
Real Short used to be my go-to, like, because that's where I started with Breaking the Ice. Mm-hmm. And they do have a lot of good titles, but there was a time there where I was not satisfied with the stories that they were putting out. There was so much abuse of women, so much humiliation, a lot of storylines where the actress is very young compared to the male actor, the male lead, I should say, and I just thought, this isn't for me. So now with Real Short, unless they lift their game, I'm only subscribing if there's quite a number of verticals that come out and I can justify binging. I cannot justify watching just Real Short.
Yeah, because the thing is, Real Short had, I think it was 4 or 5 months ago, at the beginning of the summer, every day two or three new shows. And then a lot of interactive shows where you have to click. I don't like the interactive shows, to be honest.
No. The only interactive one that I've ever loved is Pool Boy. And I that's the one with Declan and Skye Kawhi, and every choice made the story better. So it's not like you, it doesn't matter what you pick, you end up at the same destination. It was so good, and I watched it both ways, with the premium choice and with without,
Yes,
and the
okay.
storyline was just as good. That was a great vertical. I'm watching an interactive one on Dramabox at the moment, and I'm actually struggling to get through it because, but now I'm at the point where I'm like, I need to see how it finishes, but I'm not rushing back.
So you're kind of conflicted. Shit, I want to know how
I
it ends.
know,
Oh,
I
shit.
know. So yeah, I'm building up coins for that one. So normally I would like, was it pool boy? I threw money at it so that I could buy the coins, like pay for each of the options. But it kind of annoys me when you have a subscription for the year and you can't watch the interactive ones in full.
Or other example of what I don't like is on Dreamy Short, this exclusive. You have a membership and then there come exclusive shows, and I have a feeling that mostly all of the new shows they released are exclusives where you cannot watch, even with a membership, this whole show. What makes sense?
I know. There were a few that were really hyped up when they came out as an exclusive, and I thought, I'll just wait until they're off that exclusive period. And since then, I've forgotten to go back and watch them. So I feel like I do have a brain like a goldfish, but I feel like they're missing out on a lot of viewers because of having that exclusivity period.
Yeah, but you know, when I did some math, when I have a membership, a weekly membership, for example, on Dreamy Short, and I have to pay a show because it's exclusive till the end, one show costs me round about 16 euros, 60 euros to watch.
60.
Yes,
Wow. How much does it go to the actual movies in
because
Europe?
the thing is, every episode of this exclusive thing costs more. So the first exclusive episode is around 50 coins, the next one is 60, then 65, 70. And so you need roundabout, I don't know, because it's a show with 80 or 70 episodes. You can watch 10 for free, and you have to pay for 60. And if you have to pay the average of 80 coins per episode, yeah, it's so ridiculous expensive. And that's the thing, I was wondering how dumb do they think that the viewers are? But maybe it sells because they keep on doing this exclusively shit.
And it's any
Sorry.
wonder, really, that people turn to places like Dailymotion to go and watch it for free. I try not to watch Dailymotion at all because I want to give the views to the actor so that they will get employment again if it's a good app, you know. But yeah,
Yeah,
it's tough.
I watch always also sometimes on Dailymotion because I'm not willing to pay so much for only one show. Sorry. That means maybe that's the same with the app Playlet. There were a few shows I wanted to watch on Playlet, but here in Germany, you cannot buy a membership for Playlet. You only can buy coins. So I have to pay coins for every show I want to watch. And if I will watch the shows I'm interested in total, I need round about 120 euros to watch five shows.
Wow.
That's so stupid. That's the
Because
reason.
it's the same with Kalos TV,
Yep, exactly.
Shorts and Salty TV.
Yeah, Salty also have only coins.
In Australia, they only have coins.
Maybe here in Germany also. That's so ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm like constantly emailing Salty saying, oh, when are you going to have your subscription up and ready? Because I will part with my money, but I'm not ready to pay for coins.
Yeah, some people watch ads for coins, but I'm not that kind of patient type to watch
No.
five ads per day that I can watch five episodes and then I have to wait till the next day. The next, I'm not really
No.
patient enough to do it in this way. So,
No.
no. When you watch verticals, what kind of vertical makes you happy? What kind of story?
Ooh.
Are you the classic sit or rom-com type, or are you the classic Billionaire Cinderella story type, or what kind of
I've watched
type?
a lot of billionaire ones. I really dislike banquet scenes. I think we should all ban banquet scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
I do love a rom-com young adult ones. They're really like a few of them that I've watched lately have been so good. Like as I mentioned earlier, Coming of Age, falling. What there was one recently, Falling for My Brother's Best Friend. I think it was.
I think
It
it
was
was really short.
fantastic. Fantastic. No, it was on Candy Jar.
Then I saw it there too, because I have a yearly membership of Candy Jar. Yeah, then I saw it there too. Yeah.
I have never really been a fan of werewolves, but came and changed my mind about that. So actually the first werewolf drama I ever watched was Casey Esser, and it was is it The Forbidden Alpha? I think it was called. Don't quote me. But it was Autumn Noel, Casey Esser, and it was so good. And I thought, oh, maybe I'm missing out by not watching these fantasy ones. So I do watch a few of those.
What
But
about
I
vampire
do.
ones?
I haven't really gotten into vampire ones. Once again, Casey, I messaged Casey and I said, oh, I finally watched your werewolf one. He goes, well, now you have to watch this vampire one. So I went, oh, okay. It was really good. And I thought, okay, maybe I do need to watch it. But I think growing up watching Buffy and Angel has kind of like that's the peak vampire series for me. So I don't know how it would compare, but I will give it a go. So I really enjoy Ukrainian verticals. The way that they do storytelling is just amazing. They film in the same amount of time as the ones filmed in the US and China. So you're talking tight turnaround times. But the scripts are so elevated and the storylines are so much better. And even the outside shots, like the exterior shots of like when they're filming outside, it's just so beautiful. And it blows my mind that they're in the middle of a war and they're still managing to put out such amazing content. So I will watch a Ukrainian vertical all day long. They're so good.
Yeah,
Very
and they're
talented.
filming it directly in Kiev, like Bianca, which runs the Ukrainian fandom, told me that they are filming in Kiev, and maybe there is an alert at the filming. They have to go. So, and it all looks so light in these verticals. You should
It's
not
beautiful.
imagine that there is a war around about the filming set.
And even like the interior homes, the interiors of homes, they're so beautiful. I'm like, I never pictured that Kiev could be so modern and just stunning. I think it could be, like, if they weren't in war, it would be a great place to visit.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm very excited about the lot of verticals from Europe now, because Europe is turning up as a film location in
Well,
Italy or Turkey. What?
particularly Turkey, like lots
Yeah.
in Istanbul.
Yeah, but Italy lately also.
Oh, okay.
And Roberta Spata told me that she come, I think next week, she's also doing in Italy. Then Vino with Adam Sandler Cruz was filmed in Tuscany in Italy. Then Dungeon Ecstasy was filmed in Italy with Eric, and also in the UK. I spoke to Dan Lovenstein, the producer from UK. He told me that they are invent a own platform, a UK platform, and I'm sure there will be some acting and vertical filming also in France, because France is such a beautiful landscape. And Michael Vaccaro, for example, told me that it's cheaper to fly all the actors over to Europe and film here than filming in Los Angeles at the moment, that
Isn't
Los
that amazing?
Angeles gets so expensive. And Molly Anderson told me that also, that the whole filming scenery in Los Angeles is not so attractive anymore because it's so expensive to film a vertical, and with this low budget of it, because it's so rushed in time. For them, it's sometimes easier to fly to China or to Europe and film there. So I think that's the reason why Cayman is in Europe at the moment. And I like really the mostly verticals filmed in Turkey are on drama pops. I like them also of the quality because it's such a nice view of the landscapes and such great locations they had in. And it's so good produced also with sound and quality and so on. It's really nice. I think these apps are popping more and more up because in the beginning they had only some really old stories bought from another platform or even released so less in a month. But they are also growing at the moment, and I really like that. I really liked it that Viglu grew so much because they had really good stuff. The first show I saw on Viglu was the one with Robert Palmer Watkins and what was her name? Grace, I think, with Grace, the detective one.
I don't remember that one. There's so many that I haven't watched yet. I
No,
just like I feel
it was
like my list is
one
ever
of
growing.
the first one, which because of that I downloaded Viglu app because I saw on Robert Palmer Watkins' site his advertising for this one, and I really loved it. I really loved I will check what was the name.
I really love, there was one with Robert Palmer Watkins and Shana Sinnott that is so good called Escaping the Brozilla. And he wears this safety hat, but during the intimacy scene, he's still got the safety hat on. And I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever watched. Like she's holding on to the strap.
Love Lies and Alibis is the one I meant with Robert Palmer Watkins and Gracie Swan. Great one. Really great one. So when you're running the fandom, do you post every day stories and posts, or what is your goal? How often or how frequently you will be on the
My
page?
goal my goal is to keep the story moving. So I will post regularly on the story, and I have access to lots and lots of photos from behind the scenes. If there's a new release, I'll be posting a photo from behind the scenes with a direct link to the app, to the story on the app, so that people can just click over and watch it. So I'll do that, and then when the mood strikes me, I'll post on the actual grid. But I've committed to doing an alphabet, so I don't know, 7 days in, I think it is. And it seems to be a lot of fun. People are loving it. And then each letter I come up with my versions of what H is, for example. So I've put hypnotize for his, or hypnotic, I think it was, for his eyes. And so there'll always be something that's related to characters, and then something that may be a personal attribute. And then because it's his fandom, I always try to throw in at least one shirtless photo, and I'll try and save that to the end. So they have to flick through every photo to get to the shirt.
That's nice. At least one shirtless photo.
Try not to, and Cayman knows this, I try not to treat him like a piece of meat. Gotta give the people what they want.
Have a picture with a shirtless picture of him at your nightgown?
No, I don't. I don't. It's funny because Cayman might kill me. I might be releasing too much. He does send me pictures, and my husband will be looking at me, looking over my shoulder at my phone, and he's like, "Oh, he's a good-looking dude."
But he's not jealous, your husband?
Not at all. Not at all. He thinks it's great. But we
I
have a
think.
very secure marriage, so.
Okay, that's fine. Do you want to go ever to Los Angeles? To Vatican or
Yeah, I'd
something
love
like
to go
that?
over. I would love to go over. I know I'm going to have massive FOMO this weekend with Verticon running and everybody meeting their favorite actors.
I
I
know.
would have loved to have gone, but reality is, if I'm going over, I need to go for longer than a week.
Yeah.
Just to make it worth my while, the flight itself can be 24 hours. So,
Really?
by the time a direct flight's not too bad. It's about 16, I think it is.
Yeah, but it's the same. I think it's the same like for me. For me, it's 10,000 kilometers to go to Los Angeles. I have to fly. As you said, I cannot fly only for a weekend because that's too. Come
It's
on.
too short. It's
Yeah.
too short.
You got so jet lagged and so confusing. And hello, when I will go to LA, I just want to see a bit of LA also and not only the things. And I summed it up, the cost for Vertical flight, hotel and everything like that, that would be nearly 6,000 euros for me to do that, to go over
I did
for
try and work
2 months.
it out at one point to see if I could justify it. But by the time, flights, accommodation, meals, and then Verticon tickets on top of that. And then, of course, I'd have to shop when I'm
Yeah,
there.
yeah. When you
So
are
I'm like,
Vatican, you have to get a meet and greet ticket. You have to get a
exactly.
autograph of a photo. Yeah, that was I'm assuming too, because when I go there, I not only want to go there, I want to meet them.
Exactly. So I think I gave up calculating it. I just said, yeah, it's not a reality this year. So I was
Yeah, for
really,
me.
really happy when Jen from Vertical Drummer Love put out Vert Fest at the
Absolutely.
beginning or end of August. Because that was amazing. I had such a fun time with
I
that.
liked it too. I liked it too.
Yeah.
Because it was so, okay, you only can meet them over Zoom. Yeah, but it was so nice. You see them in a flute, and I had a meet and greet, a duo with Alexandria Watts and Nick Avedian, and I didn't know that Noah Fonlay is the roommate of Alexandria Watts. And there were only two other fans, so we were three fans with them too in the chat. And in the middle of the chat, you saw a face coming to the monitor. Hi! And we are, what? Huh? And then he sat down to Alexandria, and then we talked. Three actors, three fans. It was so lovely. We had so much fun, really. And I said, yeah, that's so nice. That's really so nice. We have time, we can chat, everyone can sit at home, no stress of traveling, something like that. And we can have a really good time. And that was also the reason because a lot of actors talk to me. I did some other one-to-one meet and greets at Verfest. And also in this fan chat, a lot sent me, hey, I want to come to your podcast, to my private podcast. And then I got a bit in a conflict and said, listen, my private podcast is in German. I cannot do so many episodes in German, in a German podcast in English. Although you can, although you want to learn German, but that's kind of complicated. And then Stephen Morena told me, listen, we have to do another podcast. And I said, yeah, why not? Why not? So then we can do a vertical podcast because now everyone who's interested in verticals can listen. And who do, a lot of people in my place don't know what verticals are, so they don't have to listen it, and it's not getting conflicted to my private podcast. And the whole feedback was so nice when I wrote some DMs and so to actors and so, hey, listen, I want to start this. Would you join me? Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Why not? Why not? And I got from, I think till now, from 42 actors or crew members, feedback that they want to join. And it's always so lovely to chat with them. I say always, I'm saying that they are just humans like you and me. So
But I think
they
the
really
difference is,
appreciate what we are doing.
You're not going to get that same feedback from someone who's in traditional
Yeah, filming.
media. So, like, if you're, someone who's on Netflix, for example, they're not going to have the time for you for some reason. It seems a little bit more elite, whereas the vertical actors seem so giving and
Although
know
they have
that
so much stress on set.
a lot of stress, a lot of stress, ridiculous, not just the short amount of time, but the long days.
Yes.
So, yeah.
For
And then they
me,
still
it would
manage.
be really hard to keep smiling when or having the nerves to write after a long shooting day emails and something like that, and not email with only just two words in it. So really lovely and nice chats you can have with them. It's
I
so
have had I've had
fascinating.
people message me at Vertical Drama Queen asking why a particular actor isn't responding to them, and I message actors not with the intention that I will get a response, but just to say, hey, I watched your vertical and I thought it was fantastic, and if they respond back to me, that's great, and I never ever expect them to spend that time. So, yeah. What I would say to people is don't ever have that expectation that they're going to respond to you.
Yeah, and the next thing is also, I think the fans like you and I and all the other people have to respect also their private life, you know? They are working 12, 14, sometimes 16 hours on set when they have to do overtime because it's so strict in the plan. And then they come home. Some of them are married, some of them have children. Hey, come on. If I came home after 14 days at university, I'm glad that I don't have to speak. Anyone can sit down and I don't know, eat something and do nothing, but they have to learn text when they are at home for the next day. They have to get prepared, they have to sleep, to eat, and sometimes they are going to gym also. So the time is not unlimited. And
Exactly.
sometimes I have the feeling that there 95% are really nice of the fans. I'm sure about that. And I got the feedback about that. But 5% people not maybe not going to work and have a long day at home and get kind of bored and watch verticals because of that. They expect so much from this actor sometimes. And it's kind of, I think, not a nice feeling for the actors. So I'm surely that was the reason why I asked you, did you ever get bad messages because there are some jealous fans out there that you have such a good connection to Cayman and they not? Or is it a big happy family?
Yeah, for the most part, it's a big happy family. I've never had anyone say to me they're jealous or have tried to insert themselves into the fandom in a more active way, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? I've had it more from Vertical Drama Queen because I have spoken with quite a few actors, where, how can I talk to an actor? Why doesn't this person respond to me? I'm like, I don't know. I just treat all the actors with respect, and I've built a level of trust where they know that I'm not going to divulge information about their private life or share. I shouldn't. In fact, there was a post on a Real Short group recently, on Facebook, where someone had taken photos from an actor's mother's
Yeah,
Instagram.
from Seth and Nicole, right? I saw that, yeah.
And I m had to make the comment, like, this is not right. Like, it's one thing to share the vertical that they happen to be promoting, but to share photos that they've taken off a family member's website when or sorry, profile. It really irked me, and it's still up, the post. And people keep tagging me, going, "Have you seen that they've posted another picture of from their mother, Nicole's mother's website, Instagram. Sorry, I'm getting a bit muddled. Yeah, it's so annoying. Just give them some privacy.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
I think that's sometimes a very small step which people oversteps because they were so fascinated from one actor or actress that it's I think not so easy to keep the distance because they wanna I don't know if they're falling in love with them or something like that they're such a nice actor, such lovely. Oh, he's such a good like looking handsome. Okay, to be honest, I never saw a male lead not handsome. That's kind of the strategy that they are taking good looking handsome kind of men, I think so. But yeah, I think it's for the actors, also a bit of difficult. Maybe they want to share a bit of more informations, but there are always this, let's say, 5% left where these informations are not in good hands to get. So that's the reason why I'm asking or always want to speak to fandoms because in which way are you connected with Cayman to talk to him? Is it okay if I will post this, or is it okay, or does he trust you blindly?
He trusts me because he knows that I won't jeopardize his private life. Like you will never see me posting about a person that he might be dating or somewhere that he's on holiday or even like because he loves to play volleyball. I don't post pictures of him playing volleyball with his teammates because that's his personal time. So I try to concentrate on his acting, and like he's done some modeling, so I'll use modeling photos, but I will never use something private. I know for my post for tomorrow, which is the letter I, I wanted to use the word inclusive, and I'm like, Cayman, do you have a picture that I can use for this word? And he's like, yes, use this picture. So that works for our relationship. I'm not just going and stealing content from his page.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that's great. That's really good.
So like he had a holiday not so long ago, and I didn't share a single picture of him on his holiday because that's his business, that's his time,
Yeah,
you
and that's
know?
his
And
decision in the his stories, how much he will share with or not.
I mean, I might see the photos, but it doesn't mean I have to share them.
Yep, absolutely. That's the kind of Sandy told me. Sometimes she got written. Why didn't you post this? Eric posted this. Yes, so you can see it on Eric's page. And yeah, but why didn't you post this? Okay, so that are people a bit of recommending things that they want to see.
But you know, there's heaps of other fans that are making fan edits of Cayman, and they will often tag me in it, and I will happily share their stuff as long as it fits my criteria of not breaching that privacy.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get back not only to Cayman, to the whole
I just kind of
vertical
love that we're
space.
talking about him constantly.
Yeah, sorry, I love him too. So I will tell him when he's in my episode, I will tell him, you know that we love you. Let's see what, and he will say, oh yes, I know. I'm fine with that. No, totally fine. No, the verticals, what do you think, what improvement is needed to get this area or this space a bit more forward?
Oh, there's so much. Firstly, violence. I don't like violence just for the sake of inserting shock value. So the slapping, the pouring of drinks, the humiliation of saying, lick my shoes, that kind of thing. I really dislike it. Sometimes a slap is justified, you know, but not just because you happen to be a rival or a love rival of somebody and you're not happy with what they're doing. So I think it has to be justified. It's the same with any violence, though, like shooting a gun or punching someone. You don't just do it for the sake of it. It has to be a reason for it in the storyline. So that leads my to my other point is the storylines need to be stronger. And sometimes I feel like they just have a barrel of tropes and they just pull out like six or seven of them and go, yeah, let's just whack that into AI and see what script we can come out using that. They're quite formulaic in that way. I'd love to see the storylines not repeated ad nauseum. Like, if you're going to sell a script, don't sell it to six different apps.
And it got filmed with the exact same story, but two different casts.
So, for example, that Frozen for 30 years, I've
Oh,
seen maybe
yes.
8 to 10 different versions of it, and it
And
got
it
to the
got
point.
released in a week. All the same versions got released in a week.
So I did what I had to do, and I didn't watch any of them. So I'm like,
I
I'm not going to
started
watch
watching one, but
one.
then I turned it off because of so many violence, or so much violence against the female lead. No, no way. I switch it
Well, I
off.
did have someone tell me that an animal was injured, like not physically, but portrayed animal violence, and I thought, I can't watch that. I actually work in a vet hospital, and I see enough of that in real life. I don't need to see it on the screen. That I'd love to change. More original storylines, you
More
know?
down to earth stories, realistic stories, maybe.
I'm actually in the middle of writing three scripts myself.
Three.
Three, because I have I have
What
raging
genre?
ADHD.
What genre?
Okay, so one is a childhood friends to lovers story
Okay.
where he's a rock star and she's his manager. One is a forbid not forbidden romance, and what do we call it? Forced proximity. They're trapped somewhere together. I won't give the full storyline away, but they have to spend a lot of time together, and they didn't like each other to start with. So it's not an enemies to lovers, but more
Okay.
dislike lovers. And
Not
then
love on the first sight, more on the
got to get to
thirteenth
know who you are first before I crack that shell. And then the other one is like a dual romance storyline where they're young and old, like meeting again when they're older. So this one, they meet when they're in college and they're in love in college, and then something happens, and then they meet again when they're in their 40s.
Oh, that's great. I love it. I love so kind of stories. I love them because sometimes the stories are so ridiculous. And Thomas King, for example, which is an actor, and I did a recording with him, he told me that he sometimes has the feelings that the scripts are AI generated. And if the actor tells you this, how difficult it must be for an actor to get into this role when you cannot get any connection to this role because it
Well, I can
feels
tell you
so.
the rock star romance that I've been writing, I actually wrote some songs for it. And I have had them put through an AI generator to create the music for it. And it's the most banging playlist, and I listen to it all the time. If nothing ever comes of it, I've created some amazing music at some point. I should put it
Does
on
the
Spotify.
rock star version goes as a musical, maybe?
It's not a musical, but there would be singing.
Like
Like
Grease?
he would be performing.
Like Grease one?
No, it's more. It was heavy. This is terrible. This one was inspired by a song by 5 Seconds of Summer. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're an Australian band. She looks so perfect. I call it the underwear song. I'll have to send you a link. But
Yeah,
there's one
please.
particular song of theirs that I'm like, oh, that song is so amazing. And it's about living fast, never falling in love. It's just a different person every night, kind of thing. And I'm like, there's a vertical in that. So
So you saw you had a vision.
I did have a vision. And this poor girl that who's been by his side the entire time is his friend, been madly in love with him this whole time,
So
and
no,
he's
nowhere a bad stepmom, nowhere a billionaire or a married
not a
couple which
no
doesn't know
secret
each other for.
children,
Okay, oh, nice one. That's good.
no
That's
secret
good.
children, no slaps,
No
yeah,
kidnapping.
no kidnapping. It's amazing.
Yay!
A
No
storyline could come
drugging.
out with absolutely no kidnapping. No, well, there is a an antagonist, and I have told Jennifer Gianfrido that I've written it with her in mind because I just love her. But she, this character, she's a journalist, a music journalist, and she's really sassy, and I love it. So I've put together my pitch deck, and it looks, I'm so happy. Nothing will come of it unless I put it out there into the world. So maybe one day, but
Yeah, hopefully. We'll
yeah.
see.
But the other one, the mountain, the snowy one, where they're trapped in the cabin, that one was written for Cayman.
Did you ask already if you play the lead?
Well, I did say to him, Cayman, can you chop wood? Can you use an axe? And he goes, of course I can swing an axe. Oh, that's good. Write that
Okay, check.
down. Check. He says, I used to be a scout. I went, okay, so I'll just
And hopefully he plays a role then. We are
He's
almost
read part
done.
of it.
At the
Yeah.
end, I ask everyone the 5-question quickie.
Yep,
I
go for
do.
it.
So I want to first know, what's your favorite dish? What kind of food type are you?
Oh, I love Asian food. Like, yeah, any kind of Asian food, I'm all over it. There's a restaurant in Wollongong called My Lan, and their satay chicken is to die for. I will have that every time.
Yeah,
I
Molly
satay chicken
Anderson told
for
me
dinner.
she's a sushi girl.
Oh,
She
nice.
doesn't need more than sushi. So she's also Asian food one. No, does it have a good sushi in this local you told me in this restaurant?
Oh, Australian sushi is
Yeah.
great.
Really?
Yeah, we do what we call a sushi roll. So instead of it being cut up into bite-sized pieces, you just get it like a log and just
Oh.
bite into it. Yeah.
Great, great. What's your favorite film, actually?
You know what? I don't have a favorite film because there's so many that I just love. I can tell you my favorite TV series of
Yes,
all time, or
absolutely.
favorite mini series of all time is Anne of Green Gables. I adore that, and I
Any
share
cream, what?
Anne of Green Gables. It's a beautiful, beautiful story about an orphan who
Okay,
is
I don't
to
know
live
that.
with a family on Prince Edward Island. It's beautiful, and yeah, you
You have
should
to
watch
send
it.
me the link also, please. Thank
I
you.
will. Yeah, I don't really watch movies, to be honest. I'm more of a TV girl. So I just finished watching Dexter Resurrection, and that is amazing, that series. So
Dexter
gripping.
is the kid.
Have you watched, do you know Dexter?
You know, the thing is, since I'm watching verticals, to be honest, I haven't watched TV a lot.
Same. Same. I should cancel my streaming services. But I like
Exactly.
crime. I love watching crime shows.
Yeah, I love crime shows, but not horror things.
No.
Horror doesn't work for me. Nope. What's your favorite vertical at the moment?
I still love Under the Hood. Love that one. And I also loved The Boy I Hate with Leif Ovadar. It's on
Ah,
Netflix.
yes.
That one was so good. And then the one I watched the other day is what was it called? I'm terrible with the titles because the titles are so wordy, I can never remember
Yes,
them. But
yes.
Coming of Age was brilliant. The Age Gap was brilliant. That's a great Ukrainian vertical. I did what oh, there's another one that I watched the other day, Ukrainian one with Daniel Salem in it. And he plays the brother-in-law, and he ends up being her carer. She has cancer. And he's her carer, and they fall in love, and it's just beautiful, even though
Okay.
the husband is an asshole.
Ha.
I know.
Last
Yeah.
question. What's your missing genre in the vertical world? What would you see
Missing
more?
genre.
Yes. What want you see more or new?
Well, I love a crime. A crime. I haven't seen a good crime vertical, crime mystery, a mystery.
Check out the Love, Lies and Alibis on Viglu.
I will have to check that one
That's a
out.
crime one.
Yeah. So there hasn't been a lot of them, and
No,
with
no.
them being campy. Oh, and also I should mention, we want to see more queer representation. Like, give us a lesbian love story. There's
Yes.
been quite a few of the male love stories.
Yeah,
I
there were
want
so
more of
many
that.
male love stories in the last time, yeah.
But I also want the male love stories to be less campy, because I feel like because I'm not a gay man, so I can't really comment. But to me, like, the campiness kind of makes fun of it a little bit.
Yeah,
Or is that like something a bit more dramatic?
that's true.
Yeah,
That's
Roman.
totally true. We and I spoke about with Adam Chisnell comedy, a little bit more comedy.
Yes, I would love a good, a true comedy, a parody, like, I don't know if you know Scary Movie or
I
Not
also
Another
like the
Date.
vertical with Jake Hobbs where he switched his body with the.
Yeah,
That
the
was
body.
so funny. I never thought that Jake Hobbs could be such a great funny actor. It was really
Yeah,
nice. That was
a
really
vertical that.
entertaining. That was
A
really
vertical that is a
entertaining.
parody of verticals would be hilarious, where they
Yeah.
just take those tropes and turn them up a
A
thousand
parody
percent.
of all this slapping
Yes.
and something like this. Stand right here. I
It'd be like flying high. What do you call it in America? It's called Airplane. It's a movie called Flying High. But in one scene there, the whole plane is lined up to slap this one woman because she's hysterical. And something like that in a vertical parody would be amazing.
Oh yes. Oh
Yeah.
yes, absolutely. That would be great. We will see
Yeah.
how it ends.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful that you join me, Lisa. We will meet sometime again because I can
Yes.
spoil it. Lisa also joins the Vertical Monthly Recap and we will be open, honest, and directly, I think. So, thank you very much. Have a nice evening. It's evening in Australia. And talk to you soon, Lisa. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.